wanted to assemble a historical series, you would have had to go back by hand, open each PDF each quarter for each state, and enter that data. And most people are just not willing to do that, and it's certainly not work that you would want to repeat on any sort of regular basis. So what we decided to do was try to find a way to make that data much more accessible, and also try to give more historical perspective. So in order to do that, there are two things we needed, essentially. We needed data on how much money was flowing into the funds, and we needed data on how much money was flowing out. And we sort of got lucky finding much more up-to-date data than the Department of Labor was putting out. The data was quarterly, but often it wouldn't be published until one or two quarters later. So, you know, you wait and wait and finally get numbers that were current, you know, 6 months ago, not actually very useful.
So the Treasury Department actually tracks these things, so tracks the trust fund, the amount of money going into the trust fund, the amount of money going out of the trust fund. So we found this website that allowed us to actually look at those trust funds a little bit more closely.
Right. So basically, the trust funds are kept like bank accounts by the U.S. Treasury Department, and so every 15 days, they basically update what looks exactly like a bank statement that you would get from your bank. The problem is, again, it's in this web format where you have to go through state by state, month by month, which I didn't really feel like doing. But luckily, I had Jeff, who is awesome at scraping websites. So maybe I'll let him talk a little bit about
So yeah, essentially what we do every week on Monday when I come in is I run a little scraper that pulls down each historical report, whether or not we have new data or anything like that, and it parses all these formats and finds the specific line item that we're looking for, which is the total income and the actual trust fund balance for that month, and I read it all into a database so that our unemployment insurance tracker can display it on the screen. And that took a very long time, but now it's very, very easy for us just to update our application. And we do it by hand, and we do it off the server just to make sure that there are no mistakes in the data before we publish it live, which is kind of like, which is a good trick so that we can just and make absolutely certain that we're being accurate about things when we put it up. We don't just press a button and it goes live on the site.
Right. And to sort of universalize this to people thinking about doing other projects, I think part of the planning should certainly be how often are we going to update this? What are the challenges to updating it? And how much automation can we build into updating? Otherwise, you might find yourself in a situation where I'm going through things by hand or input by hand or having to sort of when you could be doing other things.
Yeah.
I know I have other things.
So essentially what we do once we grab all this data, we put it into this formula that we wrote up and everyone can see online, and that allows us to flag which states are in particular trouble, which states have already started borrowing, which states we're expecting to start borrowing in the next 3 months or whatever. And, you know, this is something that I think is kind of novel, that we actually put up our methodology in our math from beginning to end up online, which I don't see a lot in aggregate data apps.
Right. You know, it was a little bit nerve-wracking to expose the inner workings. Their bus have PhDs in math. So, but I think ultimately, people really appreciate it that we were just willing to be like a by. The other thing that I think is useful about our tracker is that because we have such robust historical data, if you look at the tracker for a particular state, like New York State, for example, it's able to flag periods of historical fiscal irresponsibility.
Of which our state is profoundly good at being when it comes to this.
Right, so the tracker automatically, those pink zones, if you can see them, are basically times when taxes were too low relative to the expenditures from the trust fund, and have another formula that can go back and identify those time periods, flag them. So it really takes away the ability of the state to say, oh, we tried, but the recession is just so bad. In the case of New York State, for example, they ran out of money every year, literally.
Yeah.
So, you know, no excuses for them, really.
Do you want to talk about how it continues the reporting?
Yeah, one thing I would add about just making all of your data available is that it's not always easy to predict what information will actually be most interesting or useful to other people. When we published this data, to us, the important thing was showing that there had been government fiscal irresponsibility that was starting to have serious consequences. What we found is that the thing that the readers were most interested in was, why is the person, you know, 60 miles away in another state getting twice as much in unemployment benefits per week as me? Which wasn't necessarily investigative in the way that we think of investigative, but people really took an interest in that and were really glad to have that data. And if we had just written a story, or have been able to take advantage of that. And one other thing I would add is that all the data from our tracker is actually downloadable as a CSV file because we're nice people that way. And a lot of local media outlets have actually used that data to write their own stories. Just to finally conclude, I would also add that you can leverage and use application like this into actually getting more data. If you want to send that on the web form. Something we'd like to do around here is something we like to do around here is anytime we have a news application, we send out what we call a call out, inviting people to fill out this this form that we made in Google Forms. And basically, it just generates a database of readers who have an experience that's related to the news application we've made. And Google Forms is really nice because it will spit that data out in the form of a Google spreadsheet.
This is almost exactly the answer to your question. Essentially what we do is we create, for a lot of our news apps and reporting in general, we create a Google form that reads into a spreadsheet, and then an actual reporter will, you know, follow up on the most interesting bits. And, you know, originally we just put up like an email sign up box, right? And a reporter would get like flooded with emails.
Right. So if you just